If you find yourself in downtown Berlin, New Hampshire, take a glance at the Androscoggin River. There, in the middle of the water, you'll notice a long, straight line of small, rocky islands poking through the surface. It's almost like the Androscoggin, which was the backbone of the city's once massive paper industry, has its own literal spine. In the next installment of NHPR's summer series, Surrounded, Stories from New Hampshire's Islands, Todd Bookman explains what these man-made islands were used for.
Barry Kelly is driving around his land in Berlin. He's like a safari guide stalking a rhino.
We can go through this field and there's a spot down there where we should be able to see some piers. Let's try that.
He's coursing through a savanna of waist-high grass just east of the Androscoggin River.
You're just making the road up as you go?
Yeah, no, it's all pretty solid.
Kelly is in an untucked Hawaiian shirt, his gray hair catching the breeze.
That's one right there covered with trees. That island. And there's another one.
He's the owner of White Mountain Lumber Company, a sawmill that dates to 1945. These islands he's pointing out go back much further. They're called the Boom Piers.
And now I'm here with Todd to tell you a little story that you'd like to hear about the Boom Piers.
First, introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Paul Puff Tardif.
Puff is a big man in jean shorts, a local historian and writer for the Berlin Daily Sun. He's a friend of Barry Kelly, and like Kelly, he grew up here. The story starts in the 1890s, a time when lumber and pulpwood defined this city. Mills lined both sides of the river. They were hungry for all the trees being harvested north of town.
The way to get their product here was to put the wood in the water and float it down here.
The annual river drives. Kelly remembers seeing these as a kid.
The river driving, of course, was done in the spring at the highest water levels. The wood would be cut in the fall and the winter and then brought out on the ice. And when the ice melted, the wood was in the water.
Each spring, hundreds of thousands of cords were sent down the Androscoggin.
As a matter of fact, there were so many logs in the river, you couldn't throw a line in to fish.
But all that wood needed to be sorted because it had different owners. Big players like the Brown Company and International Paper needed to access what was theirs. In the 1890s, they came up with a plan.
They had to divide the river because they both had the right to use it. So they built these islands of rock out of hemlock framing and divided the river.
Big rectangles, maybe 10 feet across, that were filled in with rocks.
How did they get all those rocks there? It had to be one heck of a job.
When they were finished, the pier stood like a row of traffic cones, cones that stretched north for 8 miles, all the way up to Milan, where the wood was sorted.
And when they were built, they had chains hooked to big long logs from one pier to the other, and those logs were called booms. So that's where we get the name Boom Piers.
The Boom Piers of Berlin. Something like 90 or 95 of these chained together rocky islands, built every few hundred feet or so, depending on the depth of the Androscoggin. One company could now send its wood down the left lane, the other down the right lane. Other mills, like Barry Kelly's own family sawmill, could also use these lanes. It was like an organized highway. But by the early 1960s, the economics of river driving, of sending wood down the water, shifted.
When did they stop driving the river?
They stopped driving the river in 63, was the last cleanup drive. And they stopped because trucks were more efficient then, roads were better, there was a loss factor. Pulpwood would sink, some of it. So the bottom of this river is covered with pulpwood.
According to Puff Tardif, the last still-floating log was pulled from the Androscoggin in November of 1964. The boom piers since then have been left to the elements. Most of the hemlock surrounding them has drifted away. But the rocky centers still poke up through the water.
We got one up here that's got a nice American flag on it. Makes it look good.
The boom piers still help give this city its shape. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.